Stuff I Learned Yesterday, episode number 268, Friday Forum. Welcome to Stuff I Learned Yesterday. My name is Daryl Darnell. I have one brother who is 2 years and 3 months older than I am, and I believe that if you aren't learning, you aren't living. In today's episode of Stuff I Learned Yesterday, I'm coming at you with another installment of the Friday Forum. But before we get into today's episode, here's your fun fact, and I bet you there are several of you out there who are already well aware of this, but just in case you don't, today is Siblings Day, or National Siblings Day. Siblings Day was created by Claudia Evert, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name right. She was a freelance paralegal from Manhattan, New York, and she started the day to honor the memory of her brother and sister, both of whom had died at early ages. So it's a day of celebration and recognition for brothers and sisters around the world. Siblings Day is a good day to be celebrated by sending a card or a gift, having dinner with your sibling, whatever it is that you like to do with your sibling. Today is the day to do it. And the date today, April 10th, is a very important day for Claudia as it marks the birthday of her sister, Lizette. Maybe you haven't heard of this holiday before. Well, you're not alone. This is the 16th year that Siblings Day has been celebrated, so it's still gaining a lot of momentum and getting recognized, but it is definitely growing momentum, and there's an effort to make it a federally recognized holiday, just like Mother's Day and Father's Day. So, to my brother Nathan, happy Siblings Day, and I'm so glad to have you as my brother. All right, well, today is the Friday Forum. Of course, it's Friday. It's time to hear from all of you. And today we have one contribution from George, and I'm looking forward to hearing that and sharing it with you. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you next week. Right now, the mailbag is empty again, so now's a great time to send in your Friday Forum contribution. We're looking for short stories, lessons that you've learned in your life, things that you're learning even right now. And you can do that by calling 304-837-2278, or you can go over to goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback. There you can type out an email contribution, or you can upload an audio file, or you can use the SpeakPipe widget to record your contribution. All kinds of easy ways to be a part of next week's Friday Forum, so don't delay, submit your contribution today. All right, well, let's get into this week's episode. As I mentioned, George is the contributor today. So, George, take it away.
Hi, Daryl. My name is George, and I'm from Boston, and this is my submission for the Friday Forum. So when I went to school, I was picked on a lot. You know, I wasn't one of the popular kids. And so people would pick on me for, you know, the way I looked or the way I dressed or the fact that I wasn't good at sports or, you know, the million and one things that bullies would do when I was growing up. And, you know, of course, I had learned the lesson that bullies typically do it because, you know, there's something about themselves that they're insecure about, so they bring others down so that they can feel better. And that helped, but of course, I couldn't wait to get out of high school. And, you know, when high school ended, I thought I was away from the bullies, and, you know, I could do my own thing. And, you know, I never really thought about it after that. But, you know, when I started my journey to lose weight and to exercise and to eat better and all that stuff, I started to, you know, hear comments and, oh, you know, you're eating a salad again, or why do you exercise so much? Or, you know, comments of just things of that nature. There's just trying to almost like bringing me down as far as, you know, the fact that I decided to be healthier. And I came to realize that really, the bullies never really went away in high school. They just grew up. And while they don't, you know, I don't push you into lockers anymore or throw things at you in class or anything like that, they still try to bring you down. And what I learned is that you can't entirely escape them, but you can ignore them. And you're best off to surround yourself with people that will bring you up. I mean, all through this journey of mine to lose weight and all that stuff, you know, I've had a few people, like I said, that have just said bad things, and I ignore them. And, you know, instead I look to the people that say good things, and I try to get more and more of those types of people. So that's what I learned, and thanks.
All right, George, great contribution, and it's very valuable what you're sharing, and I appreciate it so much. It's hard to kind of rid yourself of that negativity, or it's easy to get caught up in those traps and those the things that people are saying. My kids are going through this too. You know, I was picked on in school too. I was not athletic. I can still remember some of the jocks. One jock in particular, one day I just walked into the gym, and as I walked in, the ball he had just shot bounced right into me. You know, it was just right at me. So I just stepped up to the and onto the basketball court and shot it, and then went to go get dressed. And he took that ball and he like a shot put and threw it and hit me in the back of the head with it. And, you know, part of that was I was a freshman and he was a senior, and that's what he said. You know, freshmen don't ever touch my ball again. Those things just go on. They're part of school and they're the terrible parts of school. I hated those things. And now my daughter's starting to get teased about some things and by some of the girls, and it's tough. And I don't care what age you are, it's tough. So I appreciate you sharing that, George, and letting us know that you're going through that. And it's you just got to rise above it. And that's easy some days and hard other days. I've been going through this thing starting this week. One of my clients, and I would encourage you guys to check it out, especially this episode. His name is Jim Cumbee, C-U-M-B-E-E. And his podcast is called Entrepreneurs M&A Journal. And it's designed for those who might be buying or selling a business, mergers and acquisitions, buying and selling, right? And he interviewed Deidre Dieterman this week, and Deidre talked about a business that she had started and sold, but then she talked about a company that she's with now, and it's called Thrive15.com. And she gives out a coupon code at the end of Jim's episode. I don't feel right giving it out just to everyone. I do want to encourage you to go listen to the episode. I did give it out on our Facebook group, but again, mentioned that you should go listen to the episode because it's his podcast. I'd like for you to at least listen to that one episode before you take advantage of the coupon code. But it's going to give you a free month of Thrive 15. So I've been using it this week, and this is not a commercial for Thrive 15. George, the reason I mentioned is so what Thrive 15 is a website of online learning. We've been talking about Lynda in the past, and this is in the same vein or a similar vein, but different. This is more mentoring than it is necessarily online learning. And you're learning from world renowned leaders. And so we're talking about David Robinson, who's an NBA Hall of Famer, former executive vice president of operations for Walt Disney World. His name is Lee Cockerell. Jill Donovan, who's a mompreneur, retail product developer, whose products have been worn by Oprah, Britney Spears, countless other celebrities. Michael Levine, who's a New York Times bestselling author, and he was a representative for Michael Jackson, Prince, Nike, a whole bunch more. And I could go on and on and on. So these are world-class people. They're mentors, and they're all talking about different business things, accounting, sales, marketing, leadership, so on and so forth. So it's really cool. I've been checking it out this week. Instead of reading, I've been spending my time on Thrive 15. And today I was going through a session by a former NBA player by the name of Mickey Mikulic. And I might be mispronouncing his name, but he talked about sales. But in that presentation, he talked about the importance of removing the negative people from your life. And it's so important. Those people are going to bring you down. They're going to keep you from achieving your goals. They're going to prevent you from going and becoming what you could be. And it's hard, right? You don't want to remove people from your life, but, and it's not to say you're ostracized. I'm never doing anything with you. Don't ever talk to me again. It's just talking about having them close enough to you where they're influencing you because they are holding you back from what you could be. And so I encourage you guys to go check that out. Thrive15.com. And go check out Entrepreneurs M&A Journal and check out Jim's interview with Deidre I think you'll like it. It's in iTunes and Stitcher and all those places. His website is TN, like Tennessee, valleygroup.com, TNValleyGroup.com. So hopefully that'll help. And George, just know that you're not alone. We all struggle with that. We all struggle with insecurities or being bullied or people saying negative things. And sometimes they say a negative thing that really hits closer to home than what we'd like. And it hits us in a really profound way. And so I encourage you to just keep on keeping on, focus on the positive, focus on your goals like you're doing. You're inspiring me, man. You are inspiring me with what you're doing. And I appreciate you so much calling in, sharing your life with us, sharing your life with us over on Facebook. It's really important, and I appreciate it. So that's it. That's going to wrap up our episode this week. Great contribution from George. And so thanks again for sending that in. And I encourage you to send in your Friday Forum contribution for next week. You can do that at 304-837-2278 or go over to goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback and join us on Facebook. Our Facebook group is simply facebook.com/groups/stuff I learned yesterday. And we'd love to have you join the conversation over there with me and George and a whole bunch of other people. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I'm going to have a great week, and I'm getting ready to go to Vegas next week for New Media Expo. Next Tuesday is when we find out if we are the winners of any of the podcast awards that we were finalists for. So Mark will be revealing the results on Wednesday's show. I hope you'll tune in for that. I'm looking forward to being back here on Monday, but this weekend I'm going to be getting all my stuff ready, all my gear and all that stuff, ready to head out the door so I can be ready for Vegas. But I'll be here on Monday, and I'll have a new episode for you. I hope you'll join me then. Have a great weekend. And I'm Daryl Darnell, and this has been Stuff I Learned Yesterday. Follow Golden Spiral Media on Twitter at GSM Podcasts and Facebook.com/Golden Spiral Media. To subscribe to Stuff I Learned Yesterday, visit goldenspiralmedia.com/subscribe. And if you've enjoyed this episode of Stuff I Learned Yesterday, I would be grateful if you'd leave a review in iTunes by going to goldenspiralmedia.com/iTunes.